Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A New York City law that would have allowed some 800,000 non-citizens to be able to vote has been taken down as unconstitutional by an appeals court, saying they enacted it in violation. So I got to tell you, I guess, folks, I think is that's how you, you know, protect our democracy, maybe? making sure that only eligible people could vote? That sounds like protecting our democracy. That's a far cry from the Democrat Party elite and the liberal left and the far left in this country, who simply believe that only by defeating and making Donald Trump even not able to even run for anything, that's protecting democracy. Because as we all know, Donald Trump is going to take our democracy away from us. And of course, we're a constitutional republic as well. And they often miss that very fact, folks. But what's not, we don't miss here on this program is that it's the Thursday edition. We're already having fun this morning. Hour number three, officially kicking off here, officially underway, officially launching. And we're glad to be with you, of course. Glad that you're there. 949-822-7959 is the telephone number. And we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour this hour if you have any questions or comments for Denise Simon. In the meantime, if you'd like to go over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, you can send us a direct message if you have a question for Denise, and it'll come right through to us here, and we can ask Denise your question. Or you can simply write in and let us know what you're thinking about this morning. And I want to give a shout-out to Roy. He's in Seminole, Florida, and he gives us a great message this morning. This is a great way to kick off hour number three. He says, "Hi, Kyle, great show. You make my night fly by." Again, Roy in Seminole, Florida. Well, Roy, thank you for the kind words. That makes my night, as a matter of fact. So much, much appreciated. Thanks again, Roy. And Denise Simon, we'll bring you back in here. Good morning again, Denise. And it's always great to get great messages like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We like that. Thank you.
We sure do. We really do. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, you know, we were talking a little bit before the top of the hour news about possible VP picks for Donald Trump. But what I was just mentioning in the intro here, this is also pretty significant. That's 800,000 non-citizens who would have had the opportunity to vote in elections. But this Supreme Court, this is the state court, I believe. It's the, you know, in other words, it didn't go all the way to Supreme Court. But this was struck down as being in violation of the New York state constitution.
Well, it should, and maybe we should necessarily watch California, because I believe in a handful of jurisdictions in California that they have allowed non-citizens to vote in local elections. So I don't know if that New York decision has a signal to, you know, California or any other state that has something legislatively like that or not, but it at least something went right in New York.
Well, indeed. Well, it becomes a precedent, I'm sure, you know, because another court could cite something like that. And it's, I guess it also would determine how the state constitutions are written, per se. But as a general rule, it seems, and I know where you're going, you know, with that about California, because the argument when I recall that it was becoming an issue was something like, well, these individuals live in our community. They should have a say in the school board. They should have a say in the local, you know, municipal, you know, actions and so forth, which flies in the face of the, in other words, what difference does it make? You know, back in the Roman days, being a Roman citizen was a huge thing. And I'm not trying to equate the two one to one, but what I am saying is that what does it matter of citizenship then if it doesn't matter if you're a citizen or not?
Precisely right. You know, we're in a bad place with all of this because I think someplace in California, did I not see that a non-citizen was just elected to some kind of legislative office someplace?
I believe so, yes.
And then, you know, we're giving them driver's licenses, but now they're also necessarily serving on jury duty. So you have a non-citizen determining the fate of a citizen?
Right. Well, in other words, is that truly a jury of your peers?
Right.
In the strict sense, I'm not talking about being human beings or something like that. But I am talking about, you would think that members of your community that generally are considered to be citizens. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, war. It's not in a good place.
No, because there's an erosion that takes place. And then it becomes one thing after another. And it's always kind of, presented as being somehow common sense, or it's compassionate, or it's this and that. And if you speak out against it at all, then you're some kind of, a racist or that kind of thing.
Which is our values and compassion. You know, that seems to be the rule of the day instead of the law of the day.
Right. But it is interesting, though. I think conservatives have a real compassion because they want people to be lifted up. You know, they want people to go through that process. And I'm sure you've met people in your life, Denise, who have become citizens of the United States. They become naturalized, and they're so proud, and they went through this process. And to them, it was a lifelong goal. It was something they wanted, to come to this country and become Americans. That's what we're that's where you can gain success, not by, you know, living in the shadows or never becoming a naturalized citizen, if that's what you want.
And, you know, these non-citizens, they have no sense of guilt. You know, that they know that they're here in violation of law, but they have no guilt. No shame.
There's entitlement, too.
You look at all these people coming across the southern border. I don't know how Bill Malusian does it every day, because as soon as he comes on, I have to leave the room. I'm so disgusted with it all. Not that I don't love what he's doing, because I do, but it's gotten to the point where I just can't stomach it anymore.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, stay right there, Denise. Folks, we're coming right back. Much more with Denise Simon. Don't go.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right. Thursday edition continues. And this is such a great sound, isn't it? It really, really is. I don't know what it is about Motown, but every time I hear a Motown song, it's just wonderful, and you just can't get enough of it. All right, folks, Thursday edition, you know what that means. It's almost Friday, so Thursday definitely has a great feel to it. 949-822-7959, that's the number, and we'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, and if you have a question or comment for our good friend, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we were talking about elections and non-citizens and so forth, but one of the things that Joe Biden evidently is going to do, now we heard about this the other day, it was a leak or an anonymous report that he was going to start using executive orders and announce those things in the State of the Union address.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but it looks like now that we're getting a little bit more information about that the administration is looking to, you know, do some very Trumpian things via executive order to try to stop the flow of individuals coming over the border.
Well, timing is everything in Washington, D.C., and, you know, yesterday he forgave another $1.8 billion of student loans, and advised all these people that held those student loans by email. We'll see where that one goes. And then, you know, the State of the Union, I think he's going to announce that he is, you know, taking some action on immigration, when, what, a couple of months ago he said he's done all he can do.
Right.
He wants Congress to give him the money. Show me the money.
So that will be, you know, it's what they're trying to do to, or what they are doing, his campaign in this White House in order to get him reelected. So I think there's going to be more actions like this to show that this White House is working or something. I don't know.
Well, they're gonna be blaming Republicans every chance they can. And so,
I've had to take executive action because Congress won't work.
Exactly. If only I had the bipartisan bill, that would give me the power. So I'm trying this. But a lot of it, though, again, looks a lot like the kind of things that Donald Trump was able to do and bring about, which people thought was working very well. So obviously, you know, and again, what worries me, Denise, is that, you know, they're just trying to deceive people again, that they are on the right side of all this, basically.
Well, they're deceivable. I mean, you know, 50% of this country, if not more, is deceivable.
Yeah.
That's just the truth.
Yeah, and Democrats will lie on the idea that they can do this every election cycle and simply say, hey, look, we're doing this. And then, of course, after the election is over, as Obama would say to John McCain, elections have consequences. Now we're going to do it our way, that kind of thing.
I mean, how many people out there don't know about the Hunter Biden laptop?
Yeah, good question. Yeah.
You know, I mean, let's kind of start there. I mean, how many people don't even know the name Alexei Navalny? How many people don't know that Iran is within inches of a nuclear weapon and has deliverability on it? I mean, you it's right. Really quite remarkable.
Oh, no, it really is. And that's why programs like this, stations like this and so forth, it's so very important to be talking about this kind of stuff, because it's highly controlled in the media. And unless you're searching some things out, you're right, you're never going to hear about the laptop or the fact that Hunter Biden should have, or if they do report it, it's that, well, Hunter Biden, you know, he defied the subpoena and he went out and, you know, made this statement. It's not that.
And he's still bought and paid for by Putin and the Russians.
Well, exactly. Well, but again, you know, what we see happening is, again, you've got the media a lot of times in lockstep, but now we understand, too, that the White House is not happy in some ways with the coverage of Biden. They want to become a little bit more aggressive about how they present him to the world. And you would think that if everything was hunky-dory, that everything Biden was doing is wonderful, wouldn't all this sell itself? They wouldn't have to try to manipulate the media, would they?
Well, they manipulate it every day. you know, the White House and the Democrats, they do the very same thing that they did today under Obama, and they virtually send out a memo, media talking points to all the liberal media outlets and say, this is what you need to talk about and this is what you need to cover. So if you go from CBS to MSNBC to CNN and whatnot, they all start saying the same thing and using the same words each day. And that's because there's, you know, this media cabal that is driven by the White House.
Oh. Well, yeah. Well, they become scribes as opposed to, you know, reporters. And now, what do you think? You know, we're hearing talk of the Biden administration. I think that they're hedging their bets of the idea that Trump would get elected and come back into office. But they're doing certain things, we understand, to try to harden a lot of the policies or a lot of the machinations of government such that Donald Trump could not change them very easily.
Yes. They're working at that right now in that agenda. That mission set is really quite large. Remember, too, that the Obama administration, just as he was leaving, they did a situation where certain federal employees could never be fired. And they planted them in pretty much every agency. And that's called burrowing in. So when Trump comes in, these people stay there forever. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing that, you know, a current administration could do about it. But, you know, there's several dangerous people out there. Bob Bauer is one of them, and his wife, Anita Dunn, terribly dangerous people, and they're in the White House. Susan Rice, in the White House. But those outside the White House, don't think that, you know, Eric Holder is not still out there working with the likes of Mark Elias, who I would say is one of the most dangerous lawyers that's out there. Don't think that Andrew Weissman's still not in the mix. So, you know, we've got these Marxists that, you know, are marching to the monies from, you know, all of these organizations that continue to get Soros money. And not only is it at the federal level, but it's at the state level, as we have seen with these DAs that are bought and paid for by Soros money,
mm-hmm.
including judges, I want to add.
Well, and again, that is a huge issue, obviously. And, you know, by the way, you mentioned Soros, you know, he's evidently trying to gain control of a lot of different radio communications.
Well, he did.
Yes.
He bought their debt, so he owns them.
Exactly.
About 200 of them.
Now, but there's the media bias, which is pretty garden variety. I mean, you could turn on any media broadcast and begin to assess it pretty quickly. But do you think that Soros could have the opportunity or would even begin to be successful trying to create, for lack of a better term, Air America 2? Back in the day, there was a real push to make a liberal talk radio network that would rival, basically, back in those days, the emergence of talk radio and the conservatives, Rush Limbaugh, for example. But that was a huge bust, as I recall back then, because the audience just doesn't seem to gravitate to that.
Well, I don't know that it was necessary. I mean, Air America itself was, so they just kind of retooled it.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it now, not necessarily on radio, but they couldn't do it on radio, but they do it on TV. I mean, I can't stomach turning on CNN and listening to it for a half an hour. I mean, it's tough, but I can't even switch it. I'm not even sure my remote control can do it, but I would say that they're... What they're doing is right in our faces, and they can sell it, and they are selling it, and again, there's 50%, 60% of the population out there that doesn't question it. They challenge it. You got some critical thinkers out there, and I'm happy for that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, stay right there, Denise. Bottom of the hour break is coming up. We're coming right back. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren with you. Thursday edition continues.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. New York Attorney General Letitia James has announced her plan to request that a judge confiscate Donald Trump's assets unless he pays the fine imposed on him from his civil fraud lawsuit. The ex-president was mandated to pay upwards of $350 million. The leading Democrat on the House Oversight Committee has expressed his belief that the impeachment inquiry into President Biden is over.
The whole thing is not only obviously false, but a product of Russian disinformation and propaganda.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin shared his view following the private testimony by the president's brother, James Biden. In his testimony, James Biden firmly refuted any involvement of his brother in foreign business activities. Harvard's acting president has denounced a cartoon that's being viewed as anti-Semitic. The illustration, which has been circulated on social media by pro-Palestinian campus organizations, depicts a hand marked with the Star of David and a dollar sign. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through and rocket through this Thursday edition of the program, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to have a question or comment for our guest and our good friend, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And folks, head over to founderscode.com. Check out all the great articles and materials that Denise has over there, and you will not be sorry. I can attest to that. All right. Well, once again, good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what, we do have a caller hanging on the line. We'll get to the caller here in just momentarily. But, you know, it has been a pretty interesting conversation so far this morning, Denise, about politics. But just real briefly, we haven't been hearing a lot, of course, about what's happening in the Middle East. I don't think that it's dying down per se, but
no.
Are there any other significant things that that don't seem to be making the grade, at least in terms of the nightly news?
Well, yeah, we have now found out that Iran is actually shipping, I think, all kinds of missiles to Russia. All right. So what do we do to stop that? We have some really remarkable abilities. And, that includes you know, stopping the Houthis. And why we haven't done that is just beyond my imagination. I mean, it's stunning to me that we can't seem to deal with this. It's, you know, I was watching something the other day about what is when we have a carrier battle group in the region. So what goes with the carrier battle group? Well, it's really a carrier's got some fascinating technologies on it. You know, there's F-18s. There's something called Link 16, which is the tactical data that we provide to NATO in addition to what we use it for.
Mm-hmm.
They have SCIFs. They got a personal defense system. They got something called Sea Sparrows on them. They got something called SeaWiz, W-I-Z-Z. They got Nixies. They got Growlers, which is electronic warfare. Now, that, to me, is really what we ought to be using, is much more electronic warfare. We got E-2Ds, Hawkeyes, which is intelligence. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, not to mention what's on submarines and so forth. Why are we not using electronic warfare? I mean, to me, that's just the easiest thing to do,
mm-hmm.
especially when you get into an areas of command and control of the Houthis. Or, you know, offering up electronic warfare to Ukraine. And what kind of discussions are our ambassadors, you know, having with the countries in Eastern Europe to protect themselves, the Polans, the Moldovas, the Lithuanias, the Latvias.
Well, right.
And,
I think,
to mention what's happening in the South China Sea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Congressman Gallagher just took a delegation over to Taiwan.
I think the kind of question you're asking, especially Middle East and Ukraine, is why can't this just be won? Why can't we win this thing or cause our ally or the person people we're supporting to win? You know, why does this carry on and on and on and on, and we don't seem to do everything possible? But I tell you what, let's head over to the telephone line. We got Backgammon Bob. He's got a question for you this morning, Denise. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, want to know what Denise thinks of this concept. We have basically an encirclement of death around our country. From the south, mm-hmm. we've got the circle of the migrants storming across the border with fentanyl and all. And then from the west coast and around the northeast with skipping Montana and maybe South Dakota and such, we've got the liberalism creeping down, and they are constricting our country. And we need to do something about it, maybe even a Marshall Plan for the cities, and have the government take over some of these things. And the other thing we need to do is forget these foreign entanglements. We can't afford them. We need to retreat back into our own country and fix our own problems here, as we no longer have either the will nor the treasure to have foreign wars. What do you think, Denise?
My sense is this. There's a lot of things that we, what the Houthis are launching is about $2,000 or $3,000 a piece. And what we're dropping in order to stop the Houthis is about $2 and $3 million a piece. So, yeah, therein lies a problem that, you know, I think that is way out of balance here. And as I said, electronic warfare is not expensive. We already have it. It's bought and paid for. Why are we not using it? For a country that allowed all of these things to happen at the same time and not do anything about it immediately, knowing that it was going to happen, you know, we had Biden that came out and said that the Russian invasion into Ukraine was a surprise. And then he turned around and said it was a minor incursion. Well, look, I also heard him say that they knew that Russia was going to invade Ukraine. Why, if we knew that it was going to happen, why didn't we stop it then? Okay, so now we have Alexei Navalny that's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And coming out, I think, tomorrow, Friday, this White House, along with the State Department, is announcing a whole new set of sanctions against Russia. Well, why weren't they done 2 years ago? I mean, we're at this for 2 years. The same thing applies to Iran. You know, we had Stuxnet. You know, so where is Stuxnet Part 2? Why haven't we done that?
Right.
Why are we not seizing bank accounts? Why are we not removing them from the SWIFT banking system? I mean, there's just thousands and thousands of things that we should be able to do. And we just seem to be, you know, it's pity diplomacy. We take pity on these things and, you know, we're going to give up this and we're going to give up that. And, you know, the same kind of approach we do in foreign policy, we do in domestic policy.
And of course, if you had Donald Trump or a Republican president that wouldn't go to the max on doing these sanctions, they might say, oh, they're a pawn of Putin. They adore Putin. They want Putin to run amok across Europe. But what you're describing here is a pretty good indictment of, you know, why aren't we doing the things that actually result in winning?
Well, right. There is absolutely no reason in this world that we have to now be forced to be sending money and equipment to Ukraine. You know, because it all we could have saved ourselves if we had dealt with Ukraine actually in 2014. Hello, Obama.
Oh yeah.
But I blame some of it on Trump. I don't think that he did nearly enough either when he was in office. At least he sent Ukraine more stuff than, you know, he was sending them Javelin missiles and whatnot when Obama was sending them blankets and MREs. But now at the beginning of the Biden administration, you know, we could have sent them all kinds of stuff. We could have put in all these sanctions and Ukraine wouldn't be where Ukraine is today, not necessarily costing us more. We can do a lot of things at the same time. I mean, we can fix things in the Department of Education. We can fix things at the EPA. We can fix things in trade. There are millions and millions and millions of people that are on the federal payroll. If they had some kind of real leadership, here's a question I asked a dear friend of mine yesterday who is 20 years, including his wife, is 20 years at CIA and long since been gone. But I said to him, if you were to write a speech, and I'm thinking about doing it myself, actually, if you were to write a speech that Biden should give at the State of the Union, what would it say? I mean, what kind of speech should he be giving? And, of course, his reaction was, I resign, but I said, okay, snot, give me some real answer. And he said, you know, that's a very interesting, I said, you know, if you're going to write the speech for him, that really what he ought to be saying, he said, that's an absolutely interesting question here. And he said he was going to literally think on that. And I said, I'll help you. But consider what Biden should be doing if he was a real leader.
Indeed. Well said. Well said. And that's a great place to leave that right now. Denise Simon, as always, really great segments. I really appreciate it. Take care. We're going to talk again tomorrow morning.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. Go check out the website. Folks, we're coming right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Stay right there.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Well, as we've seen now, Switzerland is moving to ban Hamas and any other subsidiary of Hamas or any other, whatever morphs out of Hamas to become something else. They are moving to ban Hamas. I kid you not. And all we can say to that is it's about time, and other countries be like Switzerland. Maybe it's time to ban Hamas. It just seems like a great idea. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And it's time now to talk with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can find out more about Chris, his podcast, and his radio program. And you can hear him right here on AM 860 The Answer every Saturday morning, 5 a.m. Eastern Time, and every Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Without further ado, let's say good morning, Chris Markowski.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, one of the things I wanted to ask you about first off today, Chris, is, you know, in what is a major campaign move here, the Biden administration has, in fact, said that they're going to forgive the debt or transfer the debt for about 153,000 students, transferring that that off of their books, basically. Where does that money go? Does it go poof into the ether? Who pays for that? Or, you know, is it a real forgiveness in that sense?
Well, money's already been spent. has already been spent at colleges and universities, and it's just not going to get paid back. And it was lent to these kids by the taxpayer. So it's where is it? It's, you know, colleges and universities have it. They already took it in.
And so it's, I guess it, you call it a bad debt, typically, if it's not going to be paid back, but they're just pretending like it doesn't exist. And as you said, I think that's the thing. It'll never come back, and that was taxpayer money that was loaned out, pretty much.
Listen, this is, you know, right now, I mean, you know, you go back and you read history, talk about, you know, actually read about Teddy Roosevelt when he was running for governor in New York and walking around money and whatnot, and getting people to go to the polls. I mean, this is how you get elected here in this country. It's part of the downfall of where we're at is, you know, you give stuff out. You hand money out. You give some sort of break. And, you know, like I said, I'm honest here on the program. We can go back to George W. Bush on his way out during the financial crisis. Nancy Pelosi pushed him, and they sent out stimulus checks as well as 2008. And we can talk about all of the checks that you know, Trump sent out during COVID, and everybody was clamoring for you know, I want my next stimulus check and whatnot. And this is just another way for, you know, Biden. He's got a State of the Union coming up, and he's going to find, he's going to make sure, he's going to, you know, he's the guarantee, he's going to be pointing at the crowd. I'm going to get relief for kids out there, and you're basically paying them for votes. I mean, that's how the country works, you know, at this point in time. It's not a good place that we're in, but we've conditioned people, rather than be personally responsible, to look to the government to give them stuff. And, this is where we're at.
Yeah, it's not a good place to be at all, and it's obviously, you know, this is an obvious move that they're making. But even so, I know that they had some real problems before, because the president doesn't have the ability to do to forgive certain debts and so forth, because, again, Congress should be the one to do that, but they keep trying to find some legal cover for this.
Again, you know, wait till it gets, you know, by the time it gets to the Supreme Court. I mean, the Supreme Court, I thought, already ruled on a lot of this, you know, and again, they always find kind of, you know, like little ways around it in regards to certain kinds of loans and how long these loans have been outstanding and whatnot. But it's a giveaway. And again, it's a great way of buying votes. You know, it's what you're doing. He said, I'm giving a bunch of people money. Oh, all of a sudden, you know, oh, they love me. And then we used to make fun, you know, back. And you know, I didn't find it funny. I found it kind of sad. I mean, they had that, you know, Obama phone bit with when he was running against Trump, with the ladies like, I'm going to vote for Obama because he's giving me an Obama phone. Go back to 2008. I'll never forget it. You know, it was at Peggy Joseph, you know, after an Obama rally. You know, I'm going to support him. He's going to support me. He's going to pay for my mortgage and my heat and all this stuff. Listen, again, you know, it's difficult to run a country when there's just, you know, it's just this, we're bound with so much ignorance that's out there. And, you know, again, this is at the point in time we're at. I mean, we're at a slow pace toward idiocracy.
Well, I know the picture you're painting. While we shudder, it's very accurate. See, that's the thing. Well, something else too that's happening, Chris, that I guess is painting a bad picture is, again, the EV market. We talk about this a lot, of course, but the headline today is that Rivian, the EV maker, they're getting rid of 10% of their salaried workforce because of the slowing EV demand. And this seems to be, is this the handwriting on the wall, or is this, you know, is this super significant, or is this a harbinger of things to come?
Again, the amount of cars they're supposed to deliver was down. It's supposed to predict to be down again. I want to remind everybody that wasn't too long ago, Wall Street and whatnot was loving Rivian, and the folks on TV were loving it. It had a higher market valuation than GM and Ford combined. I kid you not. Now it's on cash burn watch, meaning that it's not making money. It has a certain amount of cash. I think it's a little under $5 billion, and they're burning through it. And, you know, once they burn through the cash, they burn through the cash. So, you know, anyway, I mean, it's probably right for somebody to buy the company out. You know, the stock gets low enough, and probably that's what will happen. And this is kind of the ebb and flow of things with some of these companies. I mean, we just saw, you know, Volvo, you know, which was the sugar daddy for Polestar, say, you know, we're no longer going to be their sugar daddy anymore. We're no longer going to continue to fund this company. Yeah, it's the entire concept in of itself was just, you know, dumb and dumber at best. It really was. And again, you know, even the Biden administration now has already pulled back on some of its regulations, forcing car makers in regards to EVs. You can't get people to buy it. You can't get people to buy it.
Well, I agree. Exactly. And we are seeing them do that. My fear is that they're doing that also because it's an election year. Then if they get back in office, they say, guess what? You know, we got to, again, bow to the environmental lobby or whatever. And all those regulations are coming back. You know, it's just hard to trust them on that.
But I think I might have, you know, explained this, but, you know, I think it's worth hearing again. You know, we're constantly told that, CO2 and existential threat, and we're all going to die unless we do this. Okay. If that's what you truly believe, then you really believe that EVs are one of the answers, and we got to get everybody in electric vehicles. Shouldn't we be doing everything and anything we can to get people in EVs? Probably yes, because it's going to save us all. Well, then why don't we just allow China to start selling their EVs here in the United States? Because their EVs cost $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people say, well, we can't do that. Oh, my God, it's going to kill business. Well, I thought we're going to die here. You know, if you were drowning in a lake and, you know, you had a Chinese life preserver, would you throw it to somebody or say, no, we're not going to take that life preserver? Basically, you know, thwarting their entire argument, which is just stupid because, you know, you're saying you got to buy all these cars here. It's got to be from union workers and American manufacturers. But wait a second. I thought we're all going to die unless we had these things as soon as possible. And if that was the case and we're all going to die, well, then, you know, shouldn't we resort to the cheapest possible and quickest way of having it done? I mean, it's just stupid and in the face.
Well, what you're describing is so right on. You know, I think the way you're putting it, you know, absolutely is an indictment of how the Democrat party elite here and the federal government is trying to sort of string all this along. You're right. You know, it's like, well, is the asteroid going to hit or
drowning
not?
In a lake. Someone's drowning in a lake. No. Please, wait for that union-made life preserver made in the USA to throw it to me rather than throw me the one that's made in China. I mean, it's ridiculous. But that's essentially what they're telling us right now, is we're all going to die because of climate change, existential threat, biggest threat facing the United States. We've got to get everybody into all of these things. Well, we can get people into these things a lot quicker if you can get them for $15,000. But no, we can't do that. I mean, it's just so stupid.
Well, I know, very well put. It's so telling. That's the thing. They're actually telling you what the real thing is, and it's not that existential threat that they're talking about. Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. Thanks again. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
You got it.
Have a good one. All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. I like the way he said that. I really do. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Top of the hour. News is next. Stay right there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.